Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I should be in a mental ward.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I was just interacting a little bit on the YouTube chat.
You've been in there a lot lately.
Some guys talking about Kuminga, and I sent half a text, and I accidentally sent it before it was done. But the one thing I was thinking about, and we're talking about Steve Kerr, who was asked about Jonathan Kuminga yesterday and the spacing and all that.
Right.
And this is what Steve Kerr said yesterday after the first preseason game.
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like, that lineup makes perfect sense. But, you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then, you know, it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
Damn, man, that's after one game.
So I was gonna say on the chat, I think Steve Kerr sees two issues with Kuminga, and again, I think this is what he sees. I think the first thing he sees is that when he plays Kuminga, Butler, and Green, there is not enough shooting. That's why he doesn't do it. Okay, so how do we fix that? Well, maybe we take one of those guys off the floor. Let's take Draymond Green off the floor. All right, but here's a secondary problem with Kuminga, at least as far as Kerr sees it. If Kuminga plays with Steph and Jimmy Butler, and they're both on the floor, and Kuminga's on the floor, well, then he's on the floor as a third option because he's playing with Steph and with Jimmy Butler, and I think that he wants a more well-rounded player to be the third guy there. In other words, I think he looks at Jonathan Kuminga, what does he do great? Well, he scores. Okay, so let's put it, he's got to try to find a way to put Kuminga on the floor with only one other scorer.
Give me the ball.
Because when he gives him, what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying Kuminga's that type. Watch out, just give me the rock.
And I don't think he can just give him the ball when he's playing with Butler and Steph Curry.
Yeah, and it's easy for a guy like me to say from Union City, Stoney, but I'm just telling you, man, how can Kuminga, because both parties are at fault to me, but how could you not improve that part of your game so the coach can't say anything like that? Like, that's what I would want my name off that ledger of. I can't play goo with Steiny and Evan. You know, how do I fix that, coach? Well, you do this stuff. You do this and that. And it's not like you don't get the ball. The game's not played that way. Know who you're out there with. Do what you do and do it when you're supposed to, but let it flow. And that's the travesty of it all to me. If you know, this thing does come to an end.
This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. This is from the 510. Just sounds like Kerr really doesn't want Kuminga here. I don't know. I don't know whether he wants him here or not.
I think he's shocked that he's still here.
Here's my question to Warrior fans. It's easy to say, well, Kerr's got to figure it out. Well,
I've been saying.
Give me a solution. Give me a solution to this problem. Here's the only one that I've come up with. The only way that, not the only way, but one of the ways this could work is you got to bring Kuminga off the bench with Al Horford. They come in like with 6 minutes left in the first quarter, and you take Jimmy Butler off the floor and Draymond Green off the floor, and then you let Horford play with Kuminga, and maybe you give Steph the first 9 or 10 minutes, so they still have his shooting. They got Horford shooting. Then Kuminga can play without Jimmy Butler, who's a ball stopper. Then that's the best way you're going to do it. But you're never, I don't think, going to be able to avoid. If you avoid completely playing Kuminga, Green, and Butler together, one of them's not going to get a lot of minutes.
And that's where I was going, and that's what's frustrating. You just had me do the exercise of who's the best five players on the Warriors, in my opinion. And I listed the five. But, Stani, and maybe I'm just naivete to it all or blinded, but I can't remember this scenario playing out with top-tier players throughout the association as I've watched basketball. And maybe you can run down 20 examples of Kuminga or guys like that with the Warriors, the OGs, where they couldn't blend. And I'm just throwing this name out because I'm not comparing Kuminga to this guy and I'm not comparing the others. But San Antonio with Kawhi, that they were able to blend that. And I know those are different players, but when you tell me, Stani, Dre, Jimmy, and Kuminga can't play together, I just want to rip the mic out like, well, damn, whose responsibility is it? And maybe they've tried it ad nauseum to try to do something to bridge that or make someone not a liability when those three are on the court together.
They're actually like victims of Steph Curry's greatness. Mm. Because Curry's the one who ushered in the era of shooting.
Stani said victim.
And now you gotta have enough shooting on the floor. And unfortunately, neither Kuminga, Butler, or Draymond spreads the floor. So they gotta figure it out. 510, Stani, another made a way make it work is get rid of Kerr. Okay, but you can't just throw Curry, Butler, Green, Kuminga, and Horford out there. You got to have a well-rounded offense and a well-rounded defense and all that kind of stuff. There's not enough shooting there from three-point range to my way of thinking. Maybe people disagree with me.
Well, it doesn't sound like Kerr disagrees, which it sounds like what you're talking about in regard to the six-minute mark with Horford and Kuminga could be something we see tonight or moving forward when the games count. But it seems like it's just, and again, they got some new bodies, Donnie. All that stuff is like a Rubik's Cube right now, and it shouldn't be that complicated.
Well, when you have limited players, it does get more complicated.
Well, gifted limited players.
Right, but Steve Kerr doesn't think of Jonathan Kuminga as a well-rounded well-rounded player. Let's go out to let's go to City Boy.
Our man's
hanging on there. What's up, City?
Oh, what up, guys? Man, this is so frustrating. I feel like Steve just like threw cold water on the start of the season. You know, the guy's killing me, and he's too honest sometimes. And honestly, there's also another aspect to this that I think doesn't get talked about. I mean, they are so married to Brandon Podziemski that I think they don't want to start. They don't want to move Jimmy to the two because they would have to if they started JK, right? But there's a couple things. One, JK did shoot 40% from three for that, you know, what was it, about a month, right? It was about a month stretch before he got injured. He was shooting the ball. And Matt, you know this as a hooper, right? You have to play to get a rhythm. You know, you can't just get 7 minutes or 12 minutes and go in there and then feel like you're going to have your shot. You know, it's really difficult anyway for guys that can do that. It's really a skill. And JK needs to play, man. The guy needs to play. And the other thing is, let's say that Kerr does want him out of here, right? what is there to be gained with telling everybody all of his flaws and how he doesn't fit? If you want to get him out of here, you talk about how great he is and how hard he's worked and all the positive things you see. Now you're just telling the league, you're just lowering his value. It's like selling your house and everyone that comes in, you tell them all the problems with it. Oh, the foundation is sagging. Oh, you know, yeah, boy, this roof is going to need to be replaced soon. You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, what's he doing? This is a terrible sell job if they want to get rid of him.
Yeah, that's not a bad point.
And if they want to keep him, they're not building up his confidence, you know? So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Appreciate it, City Boy. Yeah, I mean, there's probably something to that.
Well, I'll say this to City Boy. I wanted to ask him how was the game. He went the Sunday. Stoney to the first preseason game. But the bottom line is I tell City Boy, don't even trip. I know you might not think about it, Stoney. You don't care, and that's fine. But I do. I mean, if you know, you know. And that Minnesota series when they played the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga was out there without Steph, I mean, that's not going anywhere. That thing ain't got cobwebs on it. And with that, I'm not saying Kuminga's the perfect player and doesn't have flaws. We know that he does. But the bottom line is because of the cap situation, the second aprons and everything that was going on with restricted free agents, I do believe people know this dude or could look down the road in regard to Kuminga and know this dude can play and has got all the talent in the world. So I don't think they're harming that at all. But I do think about pods. I'm interested to see when that day does come that DeAnthony Melton is ready to go, Stoney. I think he's going to eventually supplant pods in the starting lineup.
It's possible.
Yeah, I like him.
But the one thing we found out about Steve Kerr is he likes different lineups more than he likes to just start guys. So, like, he's already on to Horford and Kuminga playing together. That kind of makes sense. I think he looks at Pods as somebody who can play with everybody. That's why he's a connector. I don't think he looks at Kuminga that way. I'm not sure how he looks at Melton. I don't think we had enough of a sample size last year. I do think he likes Melton, though.
And let's put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Stoney. This is just me from knowing Hoopers. I think guys like Kuminga dogs or scores, they don't care about connector. Give me the ball and let me put it in the hole.
Yeah, it's not winning basketball.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. One of the things, you know, I thought, because I think about this a lot, like how can they figure something out here? One of the things I thought was, you know, have Draymond come off the bench.
In a perfect world,
but that
world,
doesn't
man.
Do anything. I'm sorry, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Now you put Kuminga with Butler and Curry at the beginning of a game. He's going to get lost as the third scorer.
Why was Jimmy beating that drum in the playoffs? Did he dispelled that myth that him and JK couldn't play together? Remember that? Or maybe he was just prisoner of the moment. But he did say that. But that wasn't with Curry.
Dispel the myth in Steve Kerr's mind, clearly. And, you know, like that's the I think Steve Kerr does not like playing Kuminga as with Butler and with Curry because he doesn't know how to play with him right.
And you know what? I'm living in the past. I don't care. But we heard this, and I got the same feeling pit to my stomach. He couldn't play with Wiggins either. So what's the common denominator there? It's JK.
Yeah, and you know, in a different world where the Warriors don't win four titles, the decision might have been easier to go to Jonathan Kuminga 2 or 3 years ago. But they're hell-bent on maintaining their title contender status.
But before you had to call, there's no doubt he will be JK the first guy off. He would be the first guy off my bench.
Okay, are you coaching?
I doubt you three. Hell yeah. That's my Marshawn Lynch. Hell yeah.
Let's go to Dorian in San Francisco. Hey, Dorian, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Hey.
I got a question. So are they building a statue for George Seifert? No, they're not, because he inherited a great team. The Warriors will always be Mark Jackson's team. Steve Kerr has never reinvented the wheel. He never reinvented the wheel. All he did was play the lineup in front of him. So he's not the greatest coach. You guys could lose him, and you guys will be fine.
Thanks, Dorian.
Now, you know there's no bigger in the market or probably in the world Mark Jackson fan than me. But I saw at the end of games with the Splash Brothers, which Mark was correct. This is the best shooting court maybe in history of hoops. Stoney, I saw the offense just dribble, dribble, dribble. It was bad. And Steve Kerr came in, and that was one of the first things he fixed, and they win it the first year out. So I'll say that about that because Mark's my dude. I just didn't want
this
to hear you.
This will never be Mark Jackson's
team. Did he compare
Mark Jackson
to Bill Walsh?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And then stripped George Seifert, who was a damn good coach. Don't tell Charles Haley.
I love George Seifert.
Charles Haley didn't, but you're right. George was a bad dude. Stoney won too.
Exactly. Exactly.
He don't get enough love, though.
We're talking about the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga. Steve Kerr, you know, intimating after game one that the spacing isn't good again when Kuminga plays with Butler or Green. My question to Warrior fans is, what's the solution? I mean, for goodness sakes, you know, one of the things we talked about last year was the fit. Everybody wanted, you know, a lot of people wanted Kuminga back. And one of the things that we had to make clear was that, is there room for him? There still doesn't appear to be room for Kuminga. Now, here's where I do think we got to keep an eye on Kerr and Kuminga because Jonathan's under contract. Like, if ever there's a year where Kerr can be true to himself, if he thinks he hasn't been, it's going to be this year. It's his last year. So I just don't know what the solution is at this point. You're not going to fire Steve. He may not be the coach next year.
Now,
but
that's
a year
a big,
away.
Yeah, but if somehow JK was, if I'm just looking for JK glasses, somehow if he were to survive that and the people in the know, like Lake Up, kind of know what Kerr's going to do, I mean, if you're, wouldn't that change everything from a Kuminga standpoint under maybe I could reach my full potential under a new coach?
Well, here's the
with new principles.
Here's the issue here, and I think some people are not going to like to hear this.
Oh.
You know, there's some people that you continue to talk about Jonathan Kuminga as this either cornerstone or this number one guy after the big three leaves or, you know, after Curry. You're going to need Kuminga.
Right.
All right. If you think about the idea of, oh, we need somebody to build around.
Like, they don't have that right now, but him.
Think about, they can't build around him either. Because look at Curry, Butler, and Draymond.
Yeah.
Oh, they all make their teammates better. Kuminga does not make his teammates better. He doesn't. And that's why I think Kerr gets a burr up his saddle when he thinks people are talking about Kuminga like a one, where he's like, Jonathan can only deal with Jonathan on the court. He doesn't make other players better. So how's he ever going to be a one if that's going to be a challenge for him?
Listen, man, I hear you, and I'm not in denial city. I'm just not. Spadoni texted us, Donnie. Even the phone gave up on Dorian's call about this being Mark Jackson's. But anyway, the phone did last. We love you, D. The bottom line is, Kerr's doing everything under the sun to get Kuminga to kind of figure that out. But Stoney, you've had 4 years. You're entering year five. I'm just throwing this at you, even through a corporate prism. How can Steph Curry, Draymond, all the guys Kuminga's played with and come in contact with and has their numbers, how can he still not be able to improve on making others better around him? How... So are you looking at me, Stoney, and telling the listeners he'll never figure it out? Because that's what it sounds like.
Figure it out to what degree?
How to make it work to where he can play where he's supposed to be playing with guys, and that can never be said about him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, he's not good enough as an all-around player to be a one.
It's not about one. It's about making others better.
How's he going to do that? He's
listening,
not a great passer.
To Steph, listening to Dre, watching him while you're on the bench. I guess what I'm saying is he not soaking up all this IQ stuff that's around him since he's been with the Warriors? And I believe Kerr, if they've called him in and they've talked to him, how can this not have, how there has to have been some improvement is what I'm saying.
Why? Why did he regress last year? The numbers all dropped last year.
He got hurt, Steiny.
Well, okay.
And I said this to Evan Saturday.
That's an excuse. You're making an excuse for
him. Had he not got hurt, maybe Butler's not even in a Warrior uniform.
Yeah, because you would have been happy with being a 500 team?
Well, we don't know if they were that.
That's what they were with him. That's what they were with him.
Man.
So, again, here we are, day one, and nothing's gone away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to KC in Marin. Hey, KC, how you doing?
Gentlemen, good morning. Really love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, this Kuminga thing is interesting. Yeah, this Kuminga thing is interesting to me. It's plainly obvious that Kuminga does not have the basketball skills or fundamentals to play in Steve Kerr's system. And I think that is all that needs to be said. I think Steve Kerr shows that the system is most important by not playing Jason Tatum in the Olympics this past year. And Kuminga has shown the inability to play team basketball. And they signed him to trade him. He's an asset. That's all I got. Love you guys.
Appreciate the call.
And I'll fight City Boy, our guy. I won't fight him, Stoddy. I just think this is not hurting Jonathan. People know if you think you like or infatuated with Jonathan Kuminga, the player at 22, there's enough film for you to dive into that and just think about what could be. I don't think they're hurting him. The cat, you know, if and I would just put the first clip I would play is what he did against Minnesota without Steph on the floor.
That's not the issue. Everybody knows he can score.
Mm.
I think the whole league knows he can score. Here's the other thing. It's like, oh, Steiny, what kind of role would you like for Kuminga? All right, well, man. I think there's something to a sixth man role. But I was just thinking, who's the best sixth man we've had in the league in the last 15 years?
Lou Williams. Yeah, my boy.
I don't think Kuminga can be a Lou Williams.
All right, he's not there yet.
Because Definitely Lou not. Williams can get his shot
yeah,
off.
No doubt. I got you.
Same with like Vinny. Like, I don't, like, even when I envision Kuminga coming off the bench and being like a spark, how's he getting those points? Like can he really create his own shot? Like that's you know, that's something.
But he would tell you, hell yeah, I can.
Well, and you did last year to 42% or whatever you shot from the field. Listen, I'm trying to characterize what I think, and I don't know. But what's going through Steve Kerr's head as it relates to Kuminga and how he's going to use him over the next year or two if he's here?
Yeah, the best ever in the chat. I mean, he ain't the only one, or she. Kuminga wasn't all that in the miniseries, Goo. They lost every game whenever he put up those empty calorie stats. But is bigger than if they won those playoff games. They were dead on arrival. But the bottom line is he showed he could play. And, Stoney, I'll say this about Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know what system it's going to take, but when I look at him at 22 and you tell me in 3 or 4 years, there's no doubt, listen to me, he could average 20 to 26 points in the NBA, okay? And I think he could get 7 to 8 rebounds. That's going to come. Will it be here right now? It looks like it won't. But how can that not be
I don't think he's ever going to rebound.
Or forget one, a help to a team that maybe has those other guys intact and you just be a part of it.
Some guys just don't rebound. Like, there are players who just can't rebound. Mm. And I'm starting to think Kuminga's never going to be a great rebounder.
I know it's a preseason game.
He's never going to be a great rebounder.
I felt like that was a point of emphasis. Yeah, it is just one game. But Sunday, Stoney, I thought he was trying to go get the ball.
From Austin and San Jose on the YouTube chat, they're paying Kuminga $24 million a year. I cannot believe this slander, dude. Is your boy Lacob an idiot now? Please explain. Talk to the coach. Talk to the coach, Austin. Like, not me. I'm just trying to figure out why he's not playing more. And you know what? God love him. He's making $24 million. Yeah. That's a number that was concocted because it's probably going to be easy to trade if we really break it down. So I'm all for trying to hear solutions. I've thrown a couple of them out there. I'd probably ring Kuminga off the bench with Horford. I don't really see starting Kuminga over Draymond as being something that's going to move the needle. I can't play Kuminga when both Steph and Butler are on the floor because I think he gets too limited there. Those are just some of my ideas. 888-957-9570. I'll tell you all about the Warriors preseason game on the other side. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.